All right, let's get started. Our last speaker is Jorge Talavera.
Good afternoon. My name is Jorge Talavera, and I'm an undergrad with the University of Arkansas at Monticello, working for Gus Lorenz. And today I'll be talking about the efficacy of insecticide seed treatment for control of rice water weevils and great calaspis by planting day. Two of the most destructive pests in rice in Arkansas is the great calaspis and the rice water weevil. The larvae stage is the most destructive stage. The great calaspis has a brown shield and three pairs of legs, as of the rice water weevils has abdominal segments, which is easier for them to latch up to roots. Great calaspis is a two-generation, two-year, and in the fall, adult females burrow the ground, laying two clutches of eggs, and larvae hatch, feeding on roots and migrating down in the soil 6 to 10 inches deep. And in the spring, larvae move up in the soil and begin to feed, resulting in stand loss and reduced plant vigor. Sometimes, great calaspis is also in soybeans. A lot of farmers will plant rice right after soybeans, and they cause a bean row effect, which is also another thing for great calaspis. Rice water weevil. The female weevils lay their eggs in young grass plants standing in water after a permanent flood is established. After hatching, the larvae feed on the roots, and this root damage can eventually lead to lower yields. The adult water weevils cause foliar damage by scarring the leaves of the plant. Most of the time, the adults will leave a scarring. It's pretty much just to signal that they're there, and it really doesn't cause anything. And the rice water weevils has the potential to substantially limit rice yields if left untreated. So the purpose of the study is to evaluate the efficacy of insecticide seed treatments across a range of planting dates to determine if there were times when treatments had more or less value than at other times. So our experimental design or location was conducted in Stuttgart, Arkansas. It had six planting dates. In 2015, it was early to late April, early to late May, early to mid-June. And in 2016, it was in late March, early to late April, early to late May, and early June. Some of the seed treatments we used was Cruiser Max, Rice, Nipset Inside, Dermacor X100, and an untreated check, which was a fungicide. A randomized complete block with four locations, with a plot size of 6 feet by 15. So a great calaspis and a rice water weevil sample. Great calaspis is sampled at third leaf pre-flood, and a rice water weevil is sampled at 21 days after flooding. We use a soil sample core, which is 4 inches deep and 4 inches in diameter. Three cores are taken per plot for rice water weevils and great calaspis. Once these samples are taken, they are taken to our facility in Lone Oak, Arkansas, where we have a washing station. When washing, they are put in a 40-inch sieve, where after they are done washing, they are placed in warm salt water solution, where the weevils will float up. And once the weevils float up, they will cause a sea. They will have a sea. They will turn into a sea. So the results, the data was processed using the Agriculture Research Manager version 9 and Duncan's new multiple range test to separate the means. So our first planting date, on our y-axis we have the great calaspis core, and on our x-axis we have our second planting date, which all the insecticide seed treatments were better than the untreated check, but as you can see, Nipset was better but similar to Cruiser Max. So, on seed treatment, my planting date for our rice water weevils is on our y-axis, and our planting date is on our x-axis. As again, all the insecticides were better than the untreated check. So our seed treatment, our planting date is our sixth planting date. And as you can see again, All our insecticide seed treatments were better than the untreated check, but if you notice, Dermacor had less rice water weevils compared to the other insecticides and the untreated check. So yield bushels on our y-axis, and our x-axis has our planting dates. If you notice, our first and our last two planting dates had the insecticide had better control for yield than the untreated check. So the results for 2015, Nipset had a better control for great calaspis compared to the untreated check, but similar to Cruiser Max. The insecticide seed treatments controlled rice water weevils compared to the untreated check across all planting dates. Dermacor provided a better control on three of the six planting dates with an overall trend for better control. On three of the six planting dates, the insecticide seed treatments provided a yield increase over the untreated check, but a trend was obvious across all dates. Seed treatment by planting date 2016, our rice water weevils on our y-axis again, and our planting dates on the bottom. As you can see again, the insecticide seed treatments performed better than the untreated check. But at the last three planting dates, Dermacor was superior and had less rice water weevils compared to the untreated check and the other insecticide seed treatments. So our yield is on our y-axis again, and our planting date on our x-axis. We have Cruiser Max is circled in the first and the fourth planting date, where you can see it was better than the untreated check, and our Nipset was better on our second planting date compared to the untreated check. So the results for 2016, no great calaspis damage was observed in 2016. All seed treatments had fewer rice water weevils than the untreated check at every planting date. In later planting date, less rice water weevils were observed in Dermacor plots with a trend for better control across all planting dates. And a trend was yield increase was observed when using an insecticide seed treatment. Any questions?